Updating these criticisms, Mr. Beard makes some striking points about the way total institutions, a phrase he borrows from the sociologist Irving Goffman, can reconstruct the human personality. The aim of public schools is to make people fit in effortlessly with the changing rules and rituals of the tribe. They do this by removing children from their natural environments, then forcing them to play a succession of different roles. "We were post-modernism come to life," he writes. "We had our different eyes, some more made up than others, customised as required because we didn't have the peace or privacy to become ourselves in our own time. Thus, Alexander Johnson became Boris, Eric Blair became George Orwell, and Philby Burgess and Maclean became Soviet agents." The author also makes good use of his own memories at Radley College. The school was trapped in the past, both the 1940s and 1950s. Playground games were an endless fight against the Germans, and to some extent the late Victorian era, when the British Empire encompassed much of the globe. Mr. Beard writes movingly about being sent away from home at 8. One boy in his year had to be dragged out of the family car, kicking and screaming as his mother sat sobbing in the front. All the same, he sometimes tries too hard to condemn the institutions that evidently caused him much misery. He presents Mr. Johnson as the archetype of a public school man, an entitled and unprincipled bloviator on the surface, but inside a sad little boy crying for his mother. But there is a range of other public school types, including dutiful swats like Rishi Sunak, Britain's Chancellor of the Exchequer. And Mr. Beard fails to notice the way public schools have reinvented themselves to serve a new plutocratic elite, a group both more sentimental about its children and less tied to the nation-state. Today's public schools are much softer places than Mr. Beard remembers. They pamper their pupils with first-class facilities and are hyper-alert to signs of bullying and emotional distress. With the notable exception of Eton College, most now take girls. They are also highly globalised. A third of today's boarders are born abroad and increasingly enlightened. Eden has a director of inclusion. The most pressing question about them today is not whether they produce emotional pygmies who will nevertheless go on to run and ruin Britain. It is whether they are producing well-adjusted members of the global meritocracy who don't give a fig for public service.